Tarlam doesn't mind, even though he does mind, but tough luck. I want us to start the sugya Prutzim Ksherim. So, more before it gets a little finugid. Okay. So, well, one woman can be with two men. Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, Lushan Ela Bekshayrim. Prutzim, I feel the Be'ah Surah Nami Loi. But if the men are prutzim, even if it's one woman with 10 men, it's going to be problematic. Habimaitza, but you are a sort of bemita. And they were, she was an eshazish, she says, and they took advantage of her. Omer Beers of Teda, the michvri be a sort of began to be kshura, but the michvri me hadadi.
It doesn't sound like you really took too much advantage of her. She herself created the, she says that she was the head.
So what's Rabbi Yossi's point? The Tegda that the people do gnevus together. So like, what's he adding? We're saying when there was a maisa that 10 people did something wrong. Tegda, people do ten people do something wrong. I mean, like, you know, so like, what's Rabbi Yossi? What's his Tegda? What's he adding? And the second half of the question is, well, what's Rabbi Yosef saying? Yeah, we know people steal. You know that's you know the people are the Chara Pasha's Rabbi Yosef's point is he's coming to Masber. What's the Nakud over here? The Nakud over here is Lamitzim Meadari. Hakuva that people are willing to get together to do Raveira. The Lamnis is with Lamitzim Meadari. Let's hold that thought, right? That's the Nakuda which he's touching up. The problem over here is Lomitzim Yadadi. Because Malhafkin Afkamina, we keep going in the Sugya a little bit. So, name of Messiah Yaleh. So, the more we have a riot, Shetach Mishnah over there, that the Baal takes his wife, the Soita, to be Mashka her, so Moshe Lashetamin Chachamim, Shema Yabalah Baderach. So, that we give him Sutamin Chachamim, Shema Yabalah Baderach. So we dafka put send Tamid Chachamim with him. So Vaisdechoy is to send somebody else who's not a Talmud Chacham. We're not accomplishing what we want to accomplish. Now what do we want to accomplish over there? We want to accomplish that the Baal should not be in a state of yichud with his wife because she's also to him. And we're closer that maybe the Baal with a state of yichud with his wife will be Baal Leha. And like Rashi says, that the chashash will be mele, you'll be moicha the Megillah with the Shem Hashem in it for no purpose, right? I mean, what's Bezdin's responsibility over here? The husband taking his wife up, so Bezdin has to make give him change to call him. You know, you have the mission in Makkos, you take the Ritzach Meshogeg. We have to save the life of the Ritzach Meshogeg. Maybe the girl will die. So we give him to Chachamim to master Bederach. Why is Bezdin getting involved over here? What's Gaita and Bezdin? You know that there's a husband taking his wife up. Maybe we'll do an Aveira. So we're Kaishish. We're able to be an Aveira. So does Bezdin every time? You know, we always like check the every time someone walks out of the gates of the city, we see a man or woman. We say, one second, to Chachamim along the way, the Shemim Malava, because it's an Aveira of Yehud. I mean, Rashi says, Pasha, that's Rashi Mimaram, is because Lord. We don't want the Dilma Mechikos Hashem over here. Bezdin has a cry for that. I'm not sure exactly, but you know, maybe that's the pshat. Okay, but we don't need Aiden. Right now, the more is assuming that the issue over here is not Aiden. The more right now, the issue of is an issue of to prevent Yichud. Right, so the more saying we need to. Why do you need to? Like the more says Vayter, because one is not effective, because when he needs to be mitzarech l'nakavov, so you'll have the husband b'yichud with his wife. So the goal is, so you need to, fine. Right, but the more says, why do you need two sherim? Right, why do they have to be dafkin tmin chachamim? So you see this, you saw it, right? So, Pashas, what's the point of the Gemara? We don't know what the status of the Baal is, whether the Baal is a kosher, the Baal is a poritz, or not being mechalik, what the status of the Baal is. But the point is, when you have ksherim, which are being malave, so the status of the Baal is irrelevant. Whether the Baal is a poritz, the Baal is not a poritz, doesn't make a difference. because you have the ksheim which are there, and we're not questioning that the baal is okay. We're not questioning that the baal, even though he's a poritz, possibly we don't know what his status is. Right? We'll have to figure out what the definition of a poritz is versus a non-poritz. Right? We're not. He's going to do something wrong because there's two ksheim there. He's going to be boish in front of the two ksheim. And even one, again, because the purpose of two is just right now, the more is having me, it was not all tzedis, it was just to prevent leaving him all by himself. We always have two, because this way, one goes to the, has to use the bathroom, the other one will be with him. So, let me finish. Okay, right? So, Lechera, this is yesterday's conversation, I know, but I have the advantage, I stand up here, right? So the Kharap has to say the Gemara that you'd have one poritz and one kosher. So we really we need one. We need two to make sure you always have one. We can't have all by himself. Now, so even though it's one poritz and one kosher, it's going to work. Even if the baal is a poritz, the fact that there's a kosher with the baal, well, he's not going to do something. The poritz will be embarrassed in front of a kosher.
You know he's a poritz, or are you saying he might?
I'm saying you might be. No, well, 1 second. So now we have to define in halacha the definition that the poskim grapple. What's the definition of a poritz? So the flow of the Gemara starts off with you need dafka ksherim, but peritzim is a problem. So it means the chara pasha means a person who you do it to be a poritz, but a person stam inchi have a dinamik ksherim. Then the Mora is right now, the Mora, before the Mora knows that there's a mile of a Tamil Chacham to be master, the Mora says, we give Dafka to Mina Chacham. If Stam Ish is considered a kosher, so why need to give Dafka to Mina Chacham? Right? And the Mora's Havamina, the point over here is just a Yichud issue. Vice versa, the Mora saying the opposite. You need Dafka, a person has a din muksik, bekashris, otherwise the Stam Ish has a din of importance. Right? The Chara is Shiglas Tira Minayim Bey from the Mora beginning to the end. This diuk back and forth, it comes out in the poskim when they handle the shaila, the definition of a poritz. You know, some of them talk and make a diuk from this step of the Gemara before the Mora's doich, but the Mora's comfortable in this misayayale that the definition of a non poritz is a Talmud Chacham, and that's the hezbah they want to say in the Rambam. The Rambam says that Rav says, okay, the Rambam does not bring this heter of one. The Rambam does not bring the heter. The Rambam in Isuri Biya. The Rambam Isuri Biya does not bring the heter of one woman with two men. So the Ran says over here, the Rambam didn't is mashman it because the Rambam takes this next piece of Gemara that the definition of a kosher is very, very high level, and people are not going to reach that level of definition for kosher for these purposes. So Mela, the heter doesn't exist. That's the understanding, which we were doing the second half of the Gemara. Right? So the Baal is not a Talmud Chacham necessarily. The Baal is an average person, so it's even. So let's catch me off the Gemara. So it means even if we're saying right now that the Mora is dafka, the definition of a kosher is dafka Talmud Chacham, right? And that the Mora is saying this is going to work with the Baal who's not a Talmud Chacham because the Baal is Tamanish. We didn't say dafka. This whole thing only works if the Baal is a Talmud Chacham whose wife is Mazana. You know, it works for any Baal, including a Stamish. So even he's not known to be a poritz, right? He's a stamish, and the definition of a kosher is not a stamish. It's somebody who's a talmud chacham. So fine. See, the Mora is telling me, right, that you have, and the point of two, like the Mora is going to say, is because you need always need one person with him. This is not having meaning. We don't know about the edus yet, about the hasroish. So good. So this, the one kosher / talmud chacham with one stamish, which is in a poritz, works to prevent the baal from the mizana with having beer with his wife. What's the pshat? Even by case of a poritz is only comfortable being his priest at the gazach with other prutzim. Well, mitzvah hadoni, and that's Rabbi Yosef's point. That the point is that these people together, we're all in. We're all comfortable doing it. So whether they're going to be mazana or not, that's not the point. The point is we're all comfortable doing this type of stuff together. So meila lo mitzvah mihadoni. But if once you put one guy in that they're mitzvah mihadoni, so then everything falls off. Now, yeah, right. The Cheshvan Lemor, that's richtig. So this the Marshal says over here in Simcha Vayalev, in the Yom Shalom, he says that Gemara which says Loshana LeBikshem Prutzim is a problem. It's only if they're all Prutzim. As long as one person is kosher, one a poritz and a kosher is fine. That's what the Marshal says. A poritz and a kosher is fine. And Pasha is the Cheshvan the Gemara. It makes a lot of sense. Now let's stop a second. Now, it's posh in the second half of the equation that the Kiddush over here is that the porridge is embarrassed from the kosher, but the kosher for sure has the heter of the porridge. The kosher is also beyichud. While our Talmud Chacham is going to the bathroom, so we have the other one being together with the woman, with the porridge and the woman. A kosher, a porridge, and the woman is also, it's mutter for the kosher also, because he's embarrassed from the porridge. Right? So the kosher is embarrassed on the porridge is embarrassed on the kosher. Everybody's so the Baal has a problem in Baal Ishtar because it's Saita, that the kosher Talmud Chacham will take care of. He's embarrassed from that. The Baal has a problem in Eishes Ish. The answer is that he's embarrassed from him, or Baal Imoy, which will be the second half of the conversation in a second, right? And we'll get to Baal Imoy in a second, right? But Marshall says this is going to work. This works. So this works even wasn't the Baal. So it's woman with a friend the Boritz and a friend the kosher. Everything is wonderful. Saint Marshall. That's. No, the case where there was two ksherim. So even one of the ksherim goes to the bathroom.
Right, so who's left?
So it's one kosher, one porous.
Right.
So the kosher is embarrassed from the porous. Male, the kosher is not going to do anything wrong because he's embarrassed from the porous. But the porous is not going to do anything because he's embarrassed from the kosher.
Is that so kosher that the kosher is not embarrassed from the porous? It's like he
himself with
it. Just for himself. I mean,
the porous doesn't protect anybody.
Right, because the porous. I mean, one part
same way they got up
though. That's what I'm saying. The Gemara's point is lo mitzvah mi hadodi. Two fruits are not embarrassing each other.
But that's what I was saying. So
but a porous is embarrassed from a kosher.
Yes.
Right, and a kosher is also embarrassed. Of course he is.
Why? Himself is
what does he care?
Yeah, he doesn't care.
What do you mean he doesn't care?
The porous is a porous, so what is it? Anyone's not embarrassed in front of a porous.
No, a porous. That's exactly what I'm telling you. The Boris is saying not like that. The mitzvah yadoni prutim. I'm not embarrassed about the prutim, right? But shemer, of course, is embarrassed on porous. The kosher is embarrassed. That's kosher. A kosher says somebody should know they did something wrong and they'll tell everybody about it. I don't want to. The porous is
the porous doesn't snitch.
But he doesn't snitch. He doesn't touch another porous.
The porous won't say anything if the kosher does something wrong because he don't care.
He doesn't limit.
But that's not how Sheirim thinks. That's how Prutzim thinks. You're in a porous thought process. Kasher Shal, I don't mean you are.
Okay, it's all right.
The kosher says, I want to know, somebody says something about me. He doesn't think that, yeah, well, that guy has a porous. He thinks, I'm scared of somebody else's thought process, what people are going to do. Never Sheirim think like Sheirim. Right? They don't think like Prutzim.
He says the Nishma Chubut, Mamel is embarrassed.
Don't let
anybody.
Okay. So that, the Kesher of the Mora, it makes a lot of sense. So the Hamakta says no. The Hamakta says no. Where does the Hamakta say no? So it's in the following Shach of Atarya. The Maktis over here on this Gemara, but he's going on. The Rambam comes along on this Gemara when he brings down the Salacha. That again, he doesn't say different thing. Sharon Prutzim, and the Ram says because by him everybody has a dinner. Everybody's a dinner of porous. Of course, everybody's a dinner of porous, right? And which the poiskim Ravad is a tshuva. He says the definition of porous is on as any person that has a television is in of porous. Okay, because he's willing to look at things which are inappropriate. So Ravazza says that therefore anybody who has his internet has it in parts. Halacha l'maisa, so it means you have this nice, respectable individual, and right, and you have three men in the office and a woman. No problem, it's three men in the office. Yeah, but if they have internet in the office, according to Ravazza, another person. Okay, So Ravazza, I mean, have you ever looked at internet? Don't answer that question publicly, but anyway, because we all have dinner parts in this room, right? Whether you kosher raiders is a second question that, you know, we'll talk about that a different time, right? So, you know, we're casual about these inyanim. That's enough. So Rama says, okay, but the Rama comes along and says, but if one of the fellows says, ish to imo, everything is mutter. The Rama legs through this dinner. If one of the prutzim, or one of the anoshim, again, the Ram says the heads with the Ramam, anoshim equals prutzim. Right? That's why we're not matter two women with one man. Let me say that again. It's one woman with two men, because maybe they're prutzim. We consider them have a dinner prutzim. But if one of the men, his wife is with him, it's mutter. So what's the cheshit of the Rambam? So the Torah says, I don't know what he's talking about. Where do you get that from? That's the Torah's question on the Rambam. So the cheshit of the Rambam, but the thought process of the Rambam is like the Marshal. Now that one of the men is with his wife is there. See, even Prutzim, the Rambam is assuming, wants the Ishta Imoi, which that's a deacon, is in a discussion, the Sigil around how Ishta Imoi works, but that's assuming Ishta Imoi works even by Prutzim, which is that is the assumption of most Paiskim. The Ishta Imoi works for Prutzim. So now the Poritz won't do anything improper if his wife is there. So that the Rambam, now that that's true, the parts with anything wrong, his wife is there, the other prutzim will not do anything wrong either, because they're embarrassed in front of the parts. So that's what the Rambam's cheshbon is. Okay, so not only have we made a kusher embarrassed from a parts, we made a parts embarrassed from a parts when the parts doesn't join the crowd.
He's not doing it.
Right. So the car in the Rambam's Taitcha the Gemara, the Mor Badaf gave an example, like Rashi says, that they all joined. That both cases are Dafka examples where that everybody's involved in the process. All the prutzim are mezana, all of the people are stealing. But if one of the prutzim, even if the poor, he's not going to be doing it for whatever reason, not gestam, he's too lazy, but because he's not, you know, he didn't get his opportunity, you know what I'm saying? But Dafka not going to do it, so Shaitan Rambam, so he's already going to be a sharma around everybody else. So the Torah, I don't know where he got this from. Right? One second. Let me finish. Right. So, but the Rambam makes that cheshbon in the Gemara, which if you think if you didn't like what I said in the Marshal, you know the Marshal's cheshbon. The Rambam is the way weiter beyond the Marshal. He's even my case where it proves him. Okay. Now, Zok to Hamakna that Lachara Betzim. You have a raya not like this Rambam from a din later on. I'm sorry, so you have a riot to the Rambam, Lachar, you have a riot to the Rambam from a din later on. What's a din later on? That there's a din of Shmira and Pialfam Beis that a person, Rambam says, Yikimistiachad v'shtei yavamis, shtei tsaris, isha v'chamoisa, isha basbalo. So all of those people are saying as zu. So Rechosha that, you know, even though two women will be mispatel, let's say according to Rashi, but over here, above and beyond the Taiva issue, they also have their other Sina issues. So one woman is mizana, another woman says, great, I'm not going to mizana, I'll go tell everybody about it. So each one is scared that the other one's going to do that. So they, you know, they're not comfortable. They're both going to join in the fray. One of them is going to take advantage of the situation and snitch. And So you can be misyachid with a woman and with a girl. If a girl is not of the age, that shall be mispat. Now, zokta hamak. Now, one second. But that first thing. But a man with a girl who's old enough to have bia is usur. So just a man with a girl is a problem. Just a man with the isha is also a problem. A man with two women is also a problem. And a man with a girl is mutter. A woman and a girl is mutter. What changed?
Wait, a man with a girl is usur?
A man with a girl.
If she's not
Roy Labia. Roy Labia. The age for isur yichud is Roy Labia.
If she's not Roy Labia, so why is a man usur?
She's Roy Labia. She's not your da tam. She's not the da's tambi. She doesn't have a taiva. So, but a man with a girl by himself is a problem. What? I don't know. The Rambam says the Shulchan Aruch says it. It's Sefer Aleph. Right? Shulchan Aruch says that it starts at age of three. So the Beis Shmuel Taka asked the Kasher, right? But before I get to the Beis Shmuel, but the Makta says that, okay, so whatever reason why the man is also with the girl, but now you say once the girl is together with the woman, the girl's not going to, nothing's going to happen to the girl. And once that true nothing's happened with the girl, she acts as a Shmira on the woman. So, you see this. That's the Rambam's idea that somebody who is not intrinsically be'atzim, is a problem of yichud when they're by themselves. But you put them together with somebody else, you can generate a case where they will become embarrassing each other or not. Now, so what's Hakar Pshat in that din? That, I mean, that's Hakar Strange Gemara, right? So, what are you adding over here? So the Bach says a tremendous kiddush. The Bach says that the chashash of a man with a girl who's not yudas tambia is oinus, not pitoy. He'll be ma'anus the girl, which he won't do in front of the woman. So if it's a girl by herself, it's a problem. But now it's the girl with the woman. He won't do anything to the girl. Now he won't do anything to the girl. Now the woman's embarrassed from the girl, and that's the second half of the Cheshire of the Gemara.
It would be ma'anus the girl, not in front of the woman, but he would be mafata the girl in front of the woman.
No, because the more Cheshire is since she's not yadas tambia, she's not going to be maseres atzmon labia.
Right.
So therefore, there's no pita won't work.
Oh.
So we're not questions for pitoy at the Bach. The only chashash is oinus. Right. So so that's the question of the Gemara. Is at the Bach. This is what the Beis Shmuel brings, from the Bach. So that's the question of the Gemara. So if the man is with the girl by himself, we're afraid he'll be ma'anus the girl. Once the woman is there, he won't be ma'anus the girl in front of the woman. Once that's true, the girl Peter and Akush for the girl. So now the girl is there, standing, not being part of the conversation, the process. So now the woman's embarrassed to do something in front of her because she won't be involved. And Mela, she'll be Masapar Bashuk, so you see such a cheshbon. So the Bach is introducing a whole new layer in Pshat in the Sugya that the chash over here is oinus. Right. So the which I was a good boy, good brother over here. So the Chochmas Adam.
What's his kiddush? And what's his introducing? The fact that she's not going to take part, and the other woman is an embarrassment.
No. But that's Gemara. The child is what the Bach is introducing the chashash. But the man with the girl by herself is a problem. That the bath and chashash over there is oinus. That's the pasha. All the gemaras we've been handling with. It is in the Zaitan Kalzi's path, as Rashi says. The chashash will be mafat to the woman, not to be ma'anus the woman.
Right.
It's so similar to the Keshel Ram. So the Makta comes back we'll get back to the Makta, why the Makta argues. Same, but I just want to touch on this Nakuda because this is a very Chashur Nakuda in the Halacha. Right? So the Chachmas Adam in the Binas Adam in the Ois Chavav, I sort of have how the Oisius work because there's like two Oisius next to everything. I don't know how the numbering system works. So it's Ois Tezayin or Ois Chavav, whatever number you want to call it. See, Taka clears the Shiloh. We time us a yichud Yeshem Roy Mishum the Chashin and Shem Yavala Bohinus. So Yeshem the Lelo Chashin, because if we ma'anis, she'll be Megala, and he'll get either Busha or an Oinish, and he's scared about that. The Chashash is Shem Tizratzaloi. Right? But the Chashash of Oinish is not a Chashash, because if the woman is Bata, she's not going to talk about it. If she was Nanas, she'll talk about it. Right, so Samela, he's scared to do something because there's no chashash of oinus. So he brings a tosis in the Avodah Zarah and Daf Chafeyam Beis, which the Pesach says some chokes in the Yerushalmi what the chashash of yichud is. That he first wants to say lechara that the problem is because of oinus, because the Mora says by. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Lamed Vav says, "When were Chazal Geizer Yichud Penuya? The Mice of Amnon Atomer over there was Oinus. So the Chara means Chazal because of a situation where a man was Ma'anus a woman, they were Geizer this Gzeira. So vice versa, the Isser is oinus. It is no, that the Chazal, the point of the Chazal was, not because the Chashash is oinus, but had the Chazal had in place an Isser of a man to being with a woman, b'yechidus, an oinus wouldn't have happened. But not because we're chashed that there's going to be an oinus. But the Chazal answered this, not because we're afraid of oinus in general, that was just what raised the thought process, hey, probably this thing shouldn't exist to start with. That's how he's doicha the raya. At the end of the piece, he seems to come out that he holds that the ikar is the chashash is not oinus. The Chazanish says that the chashash by the tois is over there in Avodah Zorah, the Yerushalmi is talking about by goy. The chashash by yichud with the goy is because of oinus. Chashash of yichud with the Yisrael is because of chashash of pitui. And that's the Chazanish's mahalach on the sugya. Putting it into this the din of the katana and the Bach Seora, I mean, the Bach the Binah Sadeh doesn't quote the Bach. Doesn't quote the Bach, you know, with that.
And the man with the Goya?
A man with a Goya, the Chashash is Pitui.
What?
Right, I'm not afraid that she's going to be honest with him. No.
No. Right.
What? I'm
not
afraid of pizza, but we're afraid even in a situation there's no chashash pizza, there's bala be here, there's no chashash pizza, but there's still chashash reynes. Right? That's a major statement I'll try to just say. Right? So good. If the chashash is oinus, what does it help bala be here? Right? If the chashash is pizza, we understand bala be here. Right? Right? So, if you understand that the cheshvan of Baal Abir is that the cheshash is hashta up mi baal hashta osi, the cheshash is on the ma'an, it's not on the woman, right? Okay, so that opens up a whole new avenue of thought process. Tim Mekadosh, what would be the case of the woman knows her husband's in town and the man doesn't know, right? Is a mutter. Right, so if the chashash is pitur, yeah, it's mutter. If the chashash is oinus, it's not mutter. So, if the Kron de the Chazanish, you know, right, the goy walks in to do the plumber walks in. So you say, you know, my husband's, you know, mama, she's right down the street. He's coming in any minute. You know, right. This way, the plumber is scared because now he knows Baal Abir. I'm not saying halacha l'maisa. I'm just saying, you know, we talk about halacha l'maisa. Bez Hashem. I'm just saying that raises a whole new thought. I just wanted to introduce this thought process where we're handling the shayla of Yichud. What is the chashash? Is the chashash oinus, or is the chashash pitui, which obviously there can be tremendous different nafkaminas. It also has a nafkamina legabi the shir Yichud. Right? If you assume that the shir Yichud is like Marsha says, is well, you need time to mefata her, not if it's an oinus. Right? So, that'll make an afkamina that you're defining the chashash as oinus versus pitui. That'll make an afkamina. We got to do that. Getting back to the cheshvan over here.
Why do you need a seventh zera? Why do you need a seventh zera for goyim? If it's al mepata,
then
that should include
the goyim
also.
Okay. Let's go back a step. When David and Melech, Goy is not an Erev, right? Okay, right. Now we came on the Chazal Kedem alone. They protected the Pnuyas of Klal Yisrael, right?
From
whatever the man's going to do to her. I don't care.
Right. So if it's oinus,
yeah.
So then it makes sense. They were concerned about oinus.
Why are they? Okay.
That he was Jewish Israel.
Right.
They weren't concerned about stopping people, you know, from again the situation of Abraham. So my mail didn't include a goy.
Okay.
So then they have to make a separate thing.
Okay.
But if you're afraid of pitui.
Right.
So why shouldn't that have? If by double amount.
I understand. So what again? They're protecting the Benos. They're protecting Benos Israel.
They're afraid of him doing an Avera too. Just afraid of that. Protecting is would only be a
Now you follow your thought process. Now it's to follow your thought process. No, I was saying that the parsha of the double mouth was we're going to protect the kedushas versus Israel by not allowing these type of situations to happen.
We're not afraid of his
aveir,
only
her aveir. We're not concerned about aveir. We're protecting kedushas b'nos Yisrael.
Not kedushas b'nos Yisrael. We're not
protecting aveirus. We're not protecting aveirus.
What do you mean? And not an aveira versus kedushas b'nos Yisrael.
We want to maintain the purity of b'nos Yisrael.
But the Aveira is what ruins the Kedusha of the Basra.
The fact that a woman is now been had Bia, not because she was Mechal Shabbos. We didn't make Zeras against Chilul Shabbos. I mean, we did, but that's not this no, sugya.
Because she was Nival to someone that she should not have been Nival to.
Right. Whether she did it by Ines or by Peter, that's not her issue. But I don't care about whether the Shiksa is now Mischalelis.
Oh.
I, the man, he didn't aveira. We didn't make an aveira to protect the aveira. The man should know aveiras.
Well, it's not just, because to protect the man from
aveira. It's not protect the woman from doing aveira either. That's what I'm saying.
It's
right. Once you made aveira on the for yichud goya, that's a different aveira. Right? The double mouth aveira wasn't that. What does he say? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Good.
You keep flip flopping.
I'm very good at that.
I know. Between that, there's a shmira, and there is a busha that someone will tell him. Are those the same? There was the parutz.
The shmira is that the people are uncomfortable doing it because somebody else knows about it. That's not a safe place to be. I mean, the lashon, which
so they're really the same,
right? Later now, on,
when we say the baal is shmira his wife, in this case, right? It doesn't mean that because it's his wife, therefore he doesn't want anybody else near her, and he'll beat them up. It means that he will talk about it?
No. Baal Ba'ir is not Baal Ba'ir Shemir the wife.
No, I'm not talking about Baal Ba'ir. I'm talking about the case of Moshe and Leish Neitam and Kachamim.
Okay, so that's a fair question. So let me address that question. So now the Morris says Moshe and Leish Neitam and Kachamim Shemir lo b'derech, right? So writes the Morris later on, there's a heter of Baal Ba'ir. The heter of Baal Ba'ir is not any less, you know, the Baal Mamash being there is not less than Baal Ba'ir. Right? Mm-hmm. Right? So, Lachar, the Shemira over here is that the two individuals which are with
the husband, which are with
the husband, Lachar, why do we need that they should be Ksherim?
Right.
So, in other words, what's the lach of a case of Prutzim with an Isha whose Baal is Be'ir? Lachar, to avoid in the Gemara, right? Had these people been in the Gemara's house, I mean, the problem here is that Prutzim would not be acceptable. I mean, even though the husband is there, there were questions that the Prutzim, that he's going to do, again, according to this Keshman, but the Keshman is right, right? That the Baal won't do something, the other men are not going to do something. Because he's embarrassed, even a parts in front of a parts. So even other people are Stam Inshi, but they're not going to do anything because the Baal is there. Right, so now what? They're not going to do anything. The Baal's embarrassed from them. So why do we need Cherim? So the Chara is before in the Gemara that Baal Beir doesn't work with Prutzim. So the Isha with the Baal, with the Prutzim, so the Baal steps to use the bathroom, they're going to do something. It's right there. Hashta Osi. It's not less than Baal Beir. The Chara before in the Gemara that when it comes to Prutzim, the Baal Beir doesn't solve the problem. So the Machta says no, that's not true. Because this is a case of Baal Ba'ir where she's usher to him, and it's not clear she's ever going to get a heter. We don't know what her story is going to be. So that would undermine, he says, suggested that would undermine the relationship and the shmira which Baal Ba'ir generates. So now, if you understand that the cheshbon of the Baal HaBayis is hashda osi, right? So you could, you know, you could kvetch it. It's kvetchable, but it's tickle. If the point is Amos Baal Olea, so this is like they're ultimately garish to some extent. The Amos Baal is weakened. Right, if you learn that the board is hashda osi, so let's say it's not the Baal, it's a third individual, right? So at any moment he's going to come back. So it's not, if it doesn't have the Milo of Baal, is there a mystery? You know, there's a third person. He went away. He's going to come back. So, is there a mystery? Forget about whether it's Baal or not. So, we get the sugya of Pesach Pesuach. You know, one of the Mahalchim which you discuss is the fact: what does Pesach Pesuach work? Because somebody might just walk in. You don't need Baal for that. So, we know that she knows there's a third party over here. It's not. He's not less than. Again, so the answer is, if they would be Prutzim and the Baal is a Poritz, so he might join in. He also might do something wrong. So that's why the Hashda Asi won't work. So it comes out the Hashda Asi doesn't work if the person who might walk in the door is a Poritz. So Mordechai, you've proven something from this Gemara. Am I making sense? Let me just do the cheshbon out the sugya again, because it's an important cheshbon, halacha lemaisa. Right? So the Marshal said in the cheshbon of the Gemara that two prutzim, if one of them has ishta imoy, so he's not going to do anything wrong, the other person is embarrassed from him. So forget about the fact these people are ksherim, even though we wouldn't be ksherim, we don't need to meet a chacham, we still am ksherim. Right? But the woman has balabi here, so therefore that means they won't do anything with the woman. And now the Baal, who's our problem over here, we need to stop the Baal. But he's embarrassed from them. Just like we're saying right now, when they're cherim, the Baal's embarrassed from them. So they're not cherim, the Baal's embarrassed from them. Even their prutzim, but not their prutzim, which won't do anything, because it's Baal of Beir. Right? So that's the Machnas Kasher. So the Machnas says no, that the Heyois, she's right now, she's also to her husband's. You don't have the Milo Baal of Beir. So Lu Yitzur, the other people will not be cherim. One second before. So the Chara Pasha Shteitach in the Gemara, the Baal Beir doesn't work by Prutzim, right? So he says no, that's not true. That even if Baal Beir does work by Prutzim, but these here you don't have the Milo Baal Beir because she's also to him. So you just said if you're what she's also to him, there's no Milo Baal Beir vis-a-vis the two other men. So if they're cherim, so it's two men, right?
Yeah.
Right. So. No, the problem is that the Baal HaBayir means when the husband's right there and they're going to beat them up, and that's not what we're worried about. The problem is the husband steps away, but he's come back at any moment.
Right.
So you have a mile of Hashdal, Sira, the mile of Amos Baal HaLeh. And that's a Hamakna, in a case where she's also to the husband, you don't have the mile of Baal HaBayir. So if the cheshbon of Baal HaBayir, I'm saying, is because Amos Baal HaLeh, it's weakened. She doesn't have Amos Baal HaLeh. This husband. This is the guy who's taking her up to Yerushalayim to have her blow up, possibly. So it's now, yeah, she's really, really touched by his relationship. You know. So the Amos Baal is weakened. She might be, you know, how's it going to end up? The story, right? We don't know what her thought process is vis-a-vis this her husband. If you learn it's Hashdasi, maybe that's also true. That doesn't affect it. Okay. Okay, now let's say. So even if the more, once the more is doichel, that's last three bay. But the lumdus of how the more understands the shakavataria of these nakudas. So either we're walking away with that Baal HaBayir doesn't work by prutzim, or walking away that a woman is also to her husband Baal HaBayir doesn't have that milah. But one of the two you have to say in the cheshbon of the gemara. Then he says, that the Mark the Tain is he holds that the Poritz is not a Shmira, like we were saying before, the Gabi the Chacham. says the parrot is not a shmir the guy by the chacham, because the chacham who's nispata to do a maisa, right now he's thinking like a porus. He says, well, let's get reports, because prutzim don't worry about these type of things. Right? I mean, what are we afraid of? They're afraid the guy's going to do something, the chacham do something wrong, and now the question will be, will he be worried about the porus saying something? So right now, it's trachtach as over a porus, this is over a chacham. Right? So, right? He's not going to bear it. Right? So the porus doesn't act as a shmir vis-a-vis the chacham. So, a case of one porus and one chacham, you don't have a heter for the chacham, because the porus doesn't act as a shmira. Okay.
That means you're saying every chacham is a potential porus in the presence of another porus. That's a little shmira to say, huh?
Or okay. You were arguing that side. You also flip flop. Okay. Now, let's catch up the Gemara the other way. Then the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that they're going with Derek. So when the Gemara said like with Derek, we're afraid that you need three people because one of them is going to step away. So now you have two chachamim and a porus. So two chachamim and a porus. That's great. Because the two chachamim are each with the shmir on the other chacham. The husband, we don't know what his status is, and we're not making a difference what his status is, but it's okay. So now you have two chachamim and a porus, and you're traveling. Okay? So, Lachara, what happens now? One chacham goes to the bathroom, one kasher goes to the bathroom, then you have a kasher and a porus, which is us. So, how's it mutter? So you're going to have to say the Machlis says you have to say that over here that the other it's the other way around. The chacham is mutter to the baal because it's baal of a year.
The chacham is mutter.
It's me with the isha and the husband who's the poritz because it's baal of a year. So even if one chacham steps away, the other chacham's not going to be in a situation which is usher because he's with her with the baal.
The poritz is the kasher.
The porets will function like a kosher over here because the chacham is embarrassed not out because he's going to say something because there's balamir creates a heter. So the chachamim are fine because they have the baal being there. The Morris question is, but the baal's not scared of anybody, so we need he might. So the Morris says you need sheirim to make him uncomfortable, at least one kosher to make him uncomfortable. So again, the poritz is scared from the chacham because he knows the chacham might say something. So even the poritz doesn't mind doing it; he doesn't want the chacham telling everybody about it. So even if one chacham steps away, the other chacham is allowed to be there. The baal won't do anything, even if he's a poritz, because the chacham he's embarrassed from the chacham, and that's shot in the Gemara. So state the way the cheshbon out of if that's true, that we're right in the cheshbon that a poritz doesn't act as a shmir on the chacham. We've arrived from the Gemara that baal beir works in this situation. That's the Maxis Cheshbon in the Gemara.
Why is the Baal concerned? What's the source? What's that? He lived with his wife. What's his long-term deficit? In other words, if Reuven is Mizana with Shimon's wife, that's a long-term deficit. He is now Mizana. He's now with his wife, so now there's no more Mayim HaMoed. He goes home and lives with her. What's the long-term deficit?
The long-term deficit is that's...
He was still
with
his
one
minute. If he's Kines Ishto, right? And then they never go to Bezdin. They never go to Bezdin.
They had Stira. She's also to him right now.
Till Mayim.
Right.
Till the Mayim makes a mutter.
Right. Oh, so he's going to be worried that the Talmud Chacham will tell Bezdin
that he did something inappropriate. No.
And therefore that he would remain also to his wife.
Right.
How is Baal Be'ir, if he's a poritz, a shmir on the chacham?
Because the chacham is uncomfortable. There's...
I thought by poritz, you see, he's a poritz. I thought the chacham doesn't, it's not worried.
So that's an interesting question. Let's flip it around. So does Baal Be'ir work by a woman who's a prutza and the man's a poritz, and their baal is beir, and I'm the plumber. I'm a nice Jewish plumber, and I get called to this woman's house, and so am I allowed to go in? Yeah, I know the husband works down the block. You know, it's it's Baal Abir. So that, is that a heter? So if you say Amos Baal Olao, it's a sure pashut. Amos Baal Olao creates a whole different. That's true even by husbands of parents. There's still and even with the prutza, there's still some must say Amos Baal Olao. If you learn his hashda osi, so you have to figure out what's the hashda osi, and then what he'll catch him, and then he'll tell her about it. You know, I'm not sure that necessarily he will necessarily wait for the power of the law to take effect to do that. You know, the Baal Olao will find somebody with his wife. He might do something more.
More effective.
Right, so the Baal Abir, it creates a pachad above and beyond just being Mishtaper B'shuk.
How does the Baal Abir point in a matni so that this case of Rabbi Saita, when she's also there?
Right, he's saying that's what he suggests to Cheshman out in the Sugya, the way the Marshal is learning the Sugya. He says, once you tell me that a Chacham, a Paris is not a Shemir and a Chacham, you're forced to say that this is called Baal Abir. Otherwise, how's the chacham allowed? How's one chacham allowed to be with them? So you're forced to be not saying like he was saying before. That's his cheshbon. Right. Now the last thing over here, the car pasha shetach and the now pasha shetach and the more you have a raya. The person grapple with is there din of yichud arayis and chayv elavin. You know, arise is the rice. So pinuya is the rabbanon. Okay, nowadays most pinuyas are right nidus. So that might be it's the rice anyway. It's a chayv krisis. But leaving that issue aside, the girls she's under the age of being a nidus. She's still the issue of yichud. Is that at the rice or the rabbanon? But she's an heir. It's at the rice. If it's not a relative, it's only the rabbanon. What about if it's a chayv elavin? Right, is this an issur deraisa yichud with chayv elavin or the only issur derabbanan? So that's also being in the chachmas adam. I don't see it right now. So in this Gemara over here, so the chashash is that the Baal is going to be over the Isser. It's a chayv elavin over here. It's not a chayv krisis. So this whole sugya over here, what we're being chashash for, is it a chashash on the raisa level? Means the chachamim, or is it a chashash on the rabbanon level? So it means the chachamim are being meister to be chachamim to him to prevent him from going to the rabbanon. That's lachar. That's like exayir l'exayir.
What would be an example of the
Ovelah? Kaim with a
Grusha. Isn't that only once they marry?
No. That's a Gemara in Kedushin. By Kaim with a Grusha is a Gemara in Kedushin. The Kiddush, the Mechoras Machloikis, whether it is ball without being kiddush, is like or not? Because by and rova, remember the chesh from the Gemara, right? Right. But but if you say the chesh from the Gemara is because of the chashash over here is because of the Megillah, right? It's not because of the lav. Because we don't want this to play out. We want to create a situation where there's no yichud, and therefore he shouldn't be ball there. And then continue along without admitting what he did because he's not going to publicize his aveira and go and be meichel l'shem. So if you say it's because we're meichel l'shem, so that's not the sugya. The issue is we're using the problem of yichud, but the chesha, the reason why the bezin's getting involved is because of the mechikas Hashem. That maybe that's why Rashi says, "Have they sahadi miyavu alai v'yidu if they bezin? Well, you meichel out megillah." So Rashi for Zoyce, that the problem over here is not they should be Adam and he'll get Malchus. Right? So, but why is Bezdin Zagrasha? That's not enough. The point is not. No, but the more it comes out, that you get Malchus. The more it comes out, you get Malchus for it. It goes back into the Yisr of. By the pasuk of by Master Grishos, it says Loshem Nitma. One is the Marba Saita the Labala that goes into the Isser of he can't take. It goes back into the Lav. Okay. Fine. Is that the more writer? Amir Yudim Barav Loshem Ola Beir Ola Bederich. Why is the Morris Loshem Misyachin Yim Erva? That somebody asked me this morning. Misyachin Yim Isha. We're not limiting ourselves to cases of Erva. We're discussing the lochas of Yichud with women. Our mission is not differentiating between Erva and not Erva. So all of a sudden he says the Kashash is Nitzachim is Yachidim Erva. If the Isser Yichud with Stam and Isha is only Rabbanon, so it means we're being Mechayiv, an extra person, also a case which might happen. So the more is. Is saying, Bishlam, if you're talking about a case of Erva where the Isser is an Isser Deraisa, we're Mechayev, there should be an extra person to prevent you from coming to an Isser Deraisa. If you're talking about a case of Yichud with Stam and Isha, which is not Erva, not a Deraisa, so then we're being Mechayev you. Betzim, right now it's not Yichud. But if you say, add an extra person, just in case it might come to the situation of Yichud, Pasha Dechor, the more doesn't, you know, seems to be saying that that's not true. That we're not worried about that. The Maisel Halacha, the Maisel, we don't differentiate. We say, Bederach, any time in the situation of Yichud, you require three people, which the Chara from the Pasha Mishmos of the Gemara would sound not like that, and that's leaving that as a horror. Okay. The Gemara says, Rav, Rav Yehuda, Havik Ozi, Ba'urcha, Havik Ozi, Ha'itzel, Kamayo, Amalei Rav, Rav Yehuda, Dal Karech, Mikami Gehenim. Amalei, Ba'amar, Hu, Domer, B'ksherim, Shapradomi, Amalei, Meyer, B'ksherim, Gagoyin, Anoa, Va'at, El Gagoyin, she's El Gagoyin, Mai, Gagoyin, B'chinina, Bar Papi, B'chaveru. So he set the bar very high, that Rav and Yehuda do not count as ksherim. So that's what the Rav, that's how the Rav learns, Shtei Tukin, the Gemara, that the Gemara is telling us the definition of ksherim is a very high bar. Rav and Yehuda don't pass that bar, so it's halakha l'maaseh, it's going to become practically, it's not going to be negay. That's the chiddush of Rav. You're a part of it.
So that means I didn't want to say it.
I mean, you're kasher latest. You don't have the muchzak that you're posel latest, but you're but.
So the Rambam
learns the Gemara. The Rambam learns the halacha lemaisa. The Rambam does not say there's any heter of one woman to a man. It's also.
I'm saying there's no middle ground. There's no like. Kusher, you're at that level of.
I'm not saying there's not a middle ground. I'm saying we don't pass like the Rambam. That's the Shita's Rambam. The Rif does bring the din of parutz. You know, the Rambam doesn't bring the din of chilutzim, ksherim, parutzim. He just says aser. Now there is a Rambam in Hilchos Avot and the Gemara before the Gemara. With the din of kol sheshem yom yotze b'chek u'nikra isha achas v'shnei anashim, the Rambam brings that. So the Kesef Mishnah says, one second, over here the Rambam says, one woman with two men is Aser. And there in Hilchos Avot he says, Mutter. Right? So, which is like, vice versa, he holds it, it's Taka Mutter. So then, you know, the Ikur place to bring it is in Sarebiya. Not like the Ram saying that the Rambam is not paskining this Chiluk, because the Rambam prefers passing the Chiluk in Hilchos Avot. So if you learn the Rambam, that the Rambam does not mean. It's also Mikir Adin. It's some type of a Mila which Rav is being Mechayiv. So you understand. So the Kesef Mishnah over there, there's a parenthesis over there. I'm not sure who it's from. So it says that over there it's Tavar Yitzray. In the case of being Kaira, the child, the one woman with two men is Mutter because it's Tavar Yitzray. Now we learn the Gemara. The Gemara does not. The Gemara says that's Abishol Shita, right? But the Chachamim do not say that Sora of Tavar Yitzray. So it's a chiddush that he's suggesting it, that Fanfer to steer in the Rambams is that the Rambam holds even Biyasa Mikra Din Hazam Digan. So then you can't say there's a heter b'shas aninus of Tavar Yitzray because it's also, and we don't pass the Gabashol. So the same way, two women and one man is also, we don't say Sora of Tavar Yitzray. If one man and two women is also Mikra Din because we have a din of Prutzim. One woman and two men is also Mikir Adin, because we're Prutzim, so then Aninus will not be Matur. If you tell me it's not Mikir Adin, it's just the Chumra that the Rambam is saying. So in Hichos Yisrbi, he tells you, you cannot do it. And then he says in a situation where it's Tavar Yitzray, means the Chumra agreed to the Sora of Tavar Yitzray to be Matur a Chumra. So that, but in the Shaka Tayyar Gemara, the more it seems to be like the Chumra, like Mamash, are not accepting that the concept of Tavar Yitzray doesn't exist. The Pasha reading of the Gemara. So that's Be'achidash Ekamahalach in the Rambam to answer that stira, but that's at least it's one suggestion to answer the stira. Let's hold it here. I want to start with the Sugya Bala Be'ir and Pesach Pesuach, and that's probably going to take up most of the day, most of the shir. Rabbi Lachman is giving a shir this afternoon. On the bottom of the Omid is the sugyas of the Yetzirah's, and all of the power of the Yetzirah, and all of, that's the famous Gemaras over there of Nurbe Planya, Rabamram, Chasida. So he's going to talk about that. So after Mincha, he asked the Elam should prepare that sugya. So when he says he'll go through the morals and different things on the sugya, so when he says this year, they'll have seen the Gemara.